Congressman Walter Jones was laid to rest yesterday following a funeral service at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Greenville. Rusty Jacobs reports.
A Marine Corps honor guard escorted the late congressman's flag-draped casket to and from the church service under a clear blue sky. State Senator Harry Brown said the military, especially the Marine Corps, was dear to Walter Jones's heart.
If you talk to the veterans in my district, they all will tell you that they just thought the world of Congressman Jones.
Brown is an Onslow County Republican. His district includes Camp Lejeune, the sprawling Marine base, part of the area Walter Jones represented in Congress for 24 years. Brown noted Jones was a special brand of politician.
You didn't pressure Walter Jones into doing anything he didn't really want to do, and that's why he was so respected, I think.
Jones's independence was a common theme in the eulogies and remembrances shared by those who attended his funeral.
You know, you admire independence when it's rooted in conscience, and that was true for Walter.
Congressman David Price is a Democrat and has represented North Carolina's 4th District for more than 20 years. He knew Walter Jones long enough to recall his days as a young Democrat working on Jimmy Carter's 1976 presidential campaign.
I have a picture on my desk of a very young-looking group of campaign operatives who were good friends and, of course, remained in touch ever since.
Jones was one of them and served as a Democrat in the North Carolina General Assembly. But he switched to the GOP when he ran for Congress in 1994. Jones did not always march in lockstep with his party. Price said Jones gave party leaders fits and missed out on key promotions and posts. Price said he'll remember his friend sitting in the same place in the chamber of the U.S. House, greeting people with a ready wit and warmth not always seen in politics.
On that center aisle kind of symbolized where he was politically. And he just kind of held court, and people would come and talk to him and all sorts of people. And I had many conversations with him there. And it's hard to realize that he will no longer be there.
Jones may be remembered by many people for his repudiation of his initial vote in support of the Iraq War. That and his effort to rename items on U.S. congressional cafeteria menus from French fries to freedom fries, a slight aimed at France because of its opposition to the U.S.-led invasion. But J.Y. Monk will remember much more personal, intimate moments with Jones. Monk eulogized his childhood friend with whom he grew up in Farmville.
Basketball, football, baseball, tennis, and golf. Walter and I played them all together, and we played them well.
Monk and Jones remained close friends over the years, and Monk said it was monthly, hours-long lunches he shared with Jones late in life where he really learned about his friend. Jones, who had been a Southern Baptist, would talk about his deep faith and embrace of Catholicism. And he shared his deep devotion of family, talking of wanting his wife, Joanne, and daughter, Ashley, to be happy and well cared for.
Walter was one of the last of a dying breed. He was a kind, polite, positive, courteous man who made a good impression on everyone that met him.
Rufus Edmiston is a Democrat and former North Carolina Secretary of State and Attorney General. He said those qualities would be a significant part of Jones's legacy.
The best thing that we can do for Walter Jones's legacy is to emulate him in his kindness, his decency, his empathy for other people.
Governor Roy Cooper will soon call for a special election to fill Jones's seat. A reliably Republican district, it won't be hard to find a GOP candidate to succeed Jones. Finding one who is as fiercely independent, though, could be a lot harder. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.